Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father Raz have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here are your hosts, Daniel and Raz.
Welcome back to our show, riskfeestaxes.com, our company's Higher Ground Financial Group. I am Daniel Rasby. I'm a tax attorney, and I'm here with my father, Imran Rasby.
Yes, and we're here to help you save money, help to keep your money, not so much save it, but save it from other people, right?
Yes, we want to get rid of risk, fees, and taxes in retirement planning. Those are the three biggest killers. So again, our website is riskfeestaxes.com.
So there's two things I want to talk about today. All right. There's a lot of planning that happens in different stages of life. You have life insurance, you have long-term care insurance. Those are two things that are touted all the time. You got to have, as you get older and older, especially if you turn 50, you have to have long-term care insurance and life insurance. As soon as you're able to get life insurance, even when you're 18 years old, 19 years old, get life insurance, get the cheapest kind you can.
And then as soon as your kids are grown and out of the house,
get rid of it.
Get rid of the life insurance and you should never have life insurance again.
Yes.
That's what they say, right? That's, you may have heard something similar. So is that always true?
No, nothing is always true. So it all depends. So let's first tackle the long-term care. Long-term care insurance, you don't have to have long-term care insurance. Why is that? Why do I say that? I sell long-term care insurance. That's fine. I like selling it. But if you have enough residual income, rentals, pension, Social Security, dividend interest, all those incomes, you have enough passive income, that can be your plan for long-term care.
We just talked to a couple last month, and we were first focused on their income plan because that was the most pressing. They were concerned about the market dropping. They were concerned about taxes. We reduced their taxes, reduced their risk, and we created an income plan for them. And they know now they're going to have about $300,000 a year in income after taxes every year for the rest of their life. This was far more than they thought was possible. Before, they thought they could maybe get $150,000 or $200,000 in income.
Yeah, while they were working, they were only making $200,000. And now they're making $300,000 after taxes.
So we put that plan together. And then they said, well, we heard we should buy long-term care insurance. And we said, okay, well, we don't think you need long-term care insurance. Think about it. If you go into a nursing home, you're not going on vacation. You're not buying food at the grocery store. You're not paying for your electric bill. You're in a nursing home. So yes, the nursing home might cost $150,000 a year, but your income can pay for that. Your income's not going to go away. Your retirement income is not going to go away just because you're in a nursing home. And you have enough to actually fund both spouses being in nursing homes at the same time and not even make a dent in your retirement assets.
And not only that, because you have this kind of income, you don't have to go to a nursing home. You could have home health care. You'll live more comfortably, have better care probably, and be more looked after by family. So there's lots of options. It's all about cash flow, right? Everything's about cash flow. Either the cash stays in your family or it goes to the tax man or it goes to the fee man or it goes to the market losses.
And even if you're not quite at that level where you have that huge, you know, $300,000 income, maybe you have enough. Maybe your retirement income is $70,000, $80,000. Okay, well, that's also not going to go away when you're on a long-term care claim. Mm-hmm. So you don't need a plan that pays for everything the long-term care will cost because your Social Security is still going to come in. Your pension, if you have one, is still going to come in. Your annuity income or your market income is still going to come in. That's going to happen regardless of whether you're on claim or not. So you don't need the Cadillac plan for long-term care. You can get a smaller policy.
You might only need 25% of your long-term care covered and the rest is covered by your cash flow. So I wanted to address that first. And the second thing we get is life insurance, right? Everybody buys term life insurance. It's cheap. And, you know, some of the so quote unquote smart people, business people that have a lot of money might buy whole life insurance when they're young. But most people can't really afford the big whole life insurance premiums. So they buy a term. And we, in fact, just a couple of days ago, we had a client still in their 50s. And they said, well, you know, our term life insurance is expiring next month. What should we do? I said, well, do you need life insurance?
Well, we bought it when we were, you know, 20 years younger and our kids were babies. And we wanted to make sure if one of us died early, the other spouse could still be able to cover all the things they need for the kids' food and clothes and schooling and pay for college and all that. So that's why we had life insurance. But now they're graduated out of college.
Yeah. And now the kids are, one kid's out of college, one kid's in college. and all the expenses are paid. So if one passes away, there isn't a huge need for that. But there's other needs. Now their estate is about $4 or $5 million. They have rental properties. Actually, it's more than that. It's about $7 million. They have a whole bunch of rental properties. They have a whole bunch of other assets. And so now they have an estate tax problem, which also is solved by life insurance. And one of the things is, what happens with the estate? First of all, you should have a trust. If you don't have a trust, I was just going there with another client. It's like probate fees are expensive. You could be paying, if you have a $5 million estate, the average cost for probate is about $150,000 to $200,000 in Maryland and Virginia, DC and Virginia. It's $150,000 in probate costs because of the fiduciary, the legal expenses, the attorney fees, and the probate fees. It usually averages between $150,000 and $200,000. How much does a trust cost, Nolan?
Just a few thousand dollars to set up the trust.
So let's say it's less than $10,000. You get a trust set. That's a lot less than $150,000, I would say. It's better to plan ahead. Then that is set aside. Now, what about life insurance? If you don't need to cover your income right now, right? Because you've got an income, your spouse has enough income, your kids are out of school. So you don't need the income coverage. Why would you need life insurance?
Well, one is what you just said, if you have an estate tax, so if you're over a certain amount of millions of dollars usually in estate, there could be federal or even state estate taxes that will affect you. And if you have an irrevocable trust that's funded by life insurance, that'll provide the death benefit when you die to cover anything. And it's whole life insurance or universal life. It's super expensive, you might think. And that's true. Compared to term life insurance, the money you put in is a lot more for permanent, but it's always going to be much less than the death benefit. So still the most cost-effective way to plan for estate taxes. But let's say you don't have an estate tax deed. So let's say this couple that we were talking to last week did not have enough to need the estate tax payment. So what good would life insurance do? Well, this couple is already maxing out their 401ks. They're still more than 10 years away from retirement. And they have a few thousand dollars a month extra that they're putting away. And it's just going into the bank right now. So they have a couple options. They could instead put it into the market, but they're really not sure the market's a great place right now with all the volatility. And they're tired of paying taxes. Everything they put away, that's all taxable in the future. They're paying tax on the CDs, paying tax on the money market, paying tax in their brokerage account when they buy and sell.
And not far in the future. It's every year they get a 1099. It adds to their income tax problem.
So what we suggested is, why don't you take, you know, this $3,000 a month that you're putting away and put it instead into life insurance rather than the bank. What the life insurance will do is it will act like your bank. It'll be better. You'll have better access and better interest in the bank, and it's all tax-free. Because if it's set up properly, you will never be taxed on the growth inside that life insurance policy. It does take a few years to set up. It's not all free. There are internal costs.
Not really set up. Setting up is not that complicated, but it takes a few years to have that cash available for use. Right. And so you have, it's a long-term plan, for long-term results. It's not a quick thing, but it can do a lot of things. A lot of people often refer to as the bank on yourself strategy or the presidential savings accounts, the 722 accounts. There's a lot of different marketing terms people use for it. And the whole idea is, it is before Roth, it was the only place you could put money and let it grow tax-free and have access to it. But even with the Roth, it is still the only place you put money in, let it grow tax-free and use it before you retire.
Right, because you have access, even if there's growth before you retire, you can access that tax-free, which you cannot do with the Roth IRA. If you're already retired, does life insurance still have a place, even for people that don't have huge estates that they have estate tax? Well, that's where it could be very useful. If you're planning to leave this IRA or 401k to your kids, maybe you have enough pension income that you don't need your IRA. You want to leave it to the kids. Well, the kids have to pay all the tax within 10 years. If you instead convert it to tax-free, then that's better for them. So they don't have to, squish it into just a short number of years.
So you have an option. You can either convert to Roth and let it go tax-free, or you can convert to life insurance and let it go tax-free. Which one is better?
Well, generally speaking, life insurance provides much better leverage at death. And because there are...
So, hold on a second. So you mean if I don't need the cash and I just wanted to go to my kids, the life insurance will actually be better than convert to Roth?
Exactly. So if you have $1 million in your IRA and you're thinking of taking $100,000 a year and converting to Roth over the next 10 years. Instead, you could take $100,000 a year and put it into life insurance. And at the end of that time period, you'd have significantly more in your life insurance death benefit than you would in the Roth that you were converting.
And it keeps growing even after I stop putting money in.
Exactly. Now, what's the downside is you have limited access in the first couple of years, and there are still fees and costs inside the life insurance policy. Life insurance is not free.
Right.
So there are costs that come in there. And so if you were going to spend this money for your lifestyle early on, and you're already retired now, so we're not talking about you have 10 or 15 years to accumulate inside the policy.
Right.
You're already retired, and you need this money in the next couple of years, then life insurance is not a good strategy.
Right.
So it's not for everybody. And anybody that tells you, any advisor that tells you this tool or this product, it beware of the words always or never.
Right.
Okay. If anybody says always do XYZ.
Or never do XYZ.
Both of those are bad.
And they,
bad ideas, bad advice.
And they cannot be a fiduciary. They may call themselves a fiduciary, but anybody that says they're a fiduciary should never say never or always or say always.
Yeah. Everything has a case. It has a use case. There's good and bad, and there's certain specific times that it can be useful and in the client's best interest. And we'll explore those with you. When you meet with us, you go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com. Again, that's riskfeestaxes.com. Schedule a free Zoom call, and we'll be happy to share with you our fiduciary advice for you on how life insurance should or should not be used in your plan. But keep in mind, there are several use cases that are very unique for life insurance where you have the best leverage, the best tax-free access, and it could be, in some cases, better than Roth or better than just saving in the bank account.
There are so many different options out there. You just have to understand what the options are. And if your estate is over $10 million, then there's something called premium financing that allows you to leverage even more money and have a much better death benefit, much more cash value, even though somebody else is paying for it.
And not everybody is eligible for that, but you can go to our website and find out if you are eligible. It's riskfeestaxes.com. But what about the type? I mean, if you're thinking about life insurance out of your IRA or for retirement income, does term life insurance work for that?
No, it's not a good plan for term, because term is like car insurance. If you don't wreck your car, you're not going to get anything out of it. And if you die after the term is expired, you get nothing out of it. So if you're going to do this strategy, permanent life insurance, right now probably the best is indexed. If it's indexed to the market, you're going to probably have a better rate of return. The traditional whole life had more guarantees.
And there's still some very good performing whole life policies as well. It's just a matter of what the goal is, when you want to need the money,
right,
and so on. But one thing you should be aware of is which company you use really, really matters. I was just comparing the other day two companies for a client, and the client actually had the foresight to apply with two different companies. She got a much better rate. Better health rating with one company, but the second company, even though her health rating was worse, she actually had better growth because it was lower internal costs. And some of those costs are hidden. You need a fiduciary, you need a tax attorney to go through the fine print and look at those internal costs and try to minimize them for you.
And that's something Daniel likes to do. So I'm not like that. I'm not going to read all the fine print, but he likes, as a tax attorney, he likes reading that stuff. And so we can really find out what the lower internal costs are.
So again, go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with Daniel and Raz from Higher Ground Financial Group. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated, pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.